Parshas Kisavo talks about the Jews going into Eretz Yisrael. Says Vaya Bayom Shay Tavrus Yarden Alarz Asher Hashem Olkecha Nosein Lach Vachimosulcha Vadim Gedolos V'Sato Osam Basid. They come into Eretz Yisrael. They have the stones, and on the stones they're supposed to write the whole Torah. Because of the Aleim is called Divrei Torah Zos, they write the whole Torah. Ba'er Heitev, Rashi says, B'shivim Loshen. So it's an interesting thing. You come into Eretz Yisrael, there's stones there. So you're supposed to write the Torah on the stones in 70 languages. And then you bring some korbanos, you build the mizbeach, you bring a korbanos, etc. So it's a little bit strange. What's this idea that you come into Eretz Yisrael and there's stones there and you write the Torah on the stones? You would think you write the Torah on a cloth. What's it writing the Torah on the stones? Come into Eretz Yisrael, write the Torah on the stones. So the Mashkiach, Rabbi Yeruchim Levovitz, in his Sefer Das Torah, on page 2, explains, and we'll see the Abarbanel says something similar. The Mashkiach writes like this: Atorah Tzivsa b'yom Avrachas Hayarden im Psiyoscha Rishona alay Derech Eretz Yisrael Samach b'Nigoscha Ba Takim l'cha Shelet Gadol Kosev alav Michtav Mevur Mufur Mahu Eisek Zuh HaMedina Ma Iker Mischara Alachol Estoviv Hov Hasham L'chapeis L'achor Mehema HaSegim Shetakabla Mimena Ancient Maklum came before Bashelet, Sevator, Prusa, Tlui, Al Pisco, Al Pesach, Bez, Mischa, Hagorol, Zeb, Mischa, Eretz Yisrael. He says like this. It's just like Lamashal. You go into a department store. You go into a store. So, how do you know what they sell here? Do they sell paint here? Do they sell clothing here? So, there's usually a big sign out on the thing. This, right? On every store, they tell you. What's the ASIC of this store? What do they do here? Is this a store for clothing? Is it a store for food? Is it a store for this? So when you go into Eretz Yisrael, you have to know, what is this for? What's this place all about? So the fact that you're writing Sefer Torah, you're writing the Divrei Torah on the stones when you come into Eretz Yisrael is showing that this is a makom for Kinyanei Torah. That's what this is about. You come into Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is a place where you're gonna be kind of Torah. So that's like the sign, so to speak. In other words, the fact that you write the Divrei Torah on the stones is to show you that this is what the place is all about. Just like when you have a sign in the front of a store that we sell whatever. Now you know what it's all about. You don't have to look around. Do you sell fruit here? Or do you sell nails? Or do you sell popcorn? What do you sell here? What's ma'asek shel mokom zeh? So that's what you write. On Eretz Yisrael, the avonim is like a sign that this is the base mischar shel Torah. And the Abarbanel, on the next page, says a similar idea. Says the Abarbanel, the Inyan HaMitzvah HaZosu Shetziva Hashem Yisala Shebihikanesom L'Eretz Yasu Roshem Niflo L'Sheyakiru V'Yedu B'nei Adam Tachlis HaMechuvan B'Hachnasosum Shoma Ke'enu Rakidei Sheyishmuru HaMitzvah HaAlikiyos. That is the point, a similar idea. Then he said, when you go into Israel, you have to know what's the point of the land. So the point of the land is, so you should keep the Torah. That's what's going to go on here. So that's what you write. This is almost the same idea what the mashgiach, says. Oh, and it's interesting that Ravolbi, in the Ali Shor Chelek Aleph, page 25, says a similar idea about a yeshiva. What the mashgiach and what Rav Yeruchim and Rav Barbanel said about Israel, he says that's what a yeshiva is. On the third paragraph, ulam. Yeshiva ain't a mokum l'knias yediz l'vad, ki mokum shal shleima sachayim b'torah. Whereas the yeshiva gives you a shleimus of a chayim, of learning Torah, of chavrusas, of b'nei Torah. That's what it is. That you have a different life. As he quotes here on the next page, on page 26. Eilazos, ma yeshiva ve'omesh imokam agidul l'chevra ediyalit biyotah chevra l'shem shamayim. It's a place where the people are coming in to learn Torah, to get Yiras Shamayim, and that's what it's all about. However, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is going to explain an added aspect of what it means to come into a Mokum Torah, to Eretz Yisrael, to a Beis Medrash, to a yeshiva. And he writes a beautiful thing on the Pasuk in Kisavo, V'samachta b'chol hatov. Pasuk says, "V'samachta b'chol atov, Hashem nason l'cha." Page 5, Hashem l'chech l'veisecha atav alevi v'ager sher b'kirbecha. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, the Chashuv Or HaChaim HaKadosh. You should know the Or HaChaim HaKadosh is all the Yisoidus that it's a very important chibur. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh that you should learn. And certain pieces are like classic pieces. So this shtickle is a very of a classic shtickle here on page 6. He says, Gam Yirmoz b'mamar b'chol atov el ha-Torah. Ke'omram ein tov el ha-Torah. Ein tov el ha-Torah. Shim hayu b'nei adam margishim b'mesikus v'areiris tov ha-Torah. If people would be margish, the sweetness, the mesikas varevis of the Torah, hayu mishdagim umislayim achareha, for yochesh beinem b'lo olam kesef azov l'muma. Was if they would understand how sweet Torah is, everything else in the world would be irrelevant, because it would be nothing compared if you appreciate the sweetness. Ki haTorah kolelas kol hatov shebaolam. Uva'omer ulveischal ki lo l'nisham levad yagi hatov. And the God based on the Shomim Ruach and Nefesh, etc. He says that the Samachta B'chol HaTov, Tov is Torah, so if a person would be able to be Margish, the Mesikas of Torah, then everything else in the world would be irrelevant. He wouldn't care about anything except the Mesikas of Torah. So the point being is the following. When a person learns Torah, especially in the age that you're on now, you're able now to be kind of, not only to learn, but to get an appreciation for learning. Meaning, if a person never learned in his life, and again, no one should ever feel it's too late. It's always shaykh, you always can learn, and it's meaningful. But if you get it now, not only you get to appreciate, in other words, you're going to tell over some of the Akasha from Rabbi Kivega, but unless you know what learning is all about, you won't understand the sweetness of a Rabbi Kivega or the sweetness of a Tosfos. So the point is you come to yeshiva to learn Torah, but also to appreciate the harevna, the sweetness of Torah, that Torah is the ultimate good in this world. Ein tov ela Torah, v'samachta b'chol hatov. Because if a person's not in learning, so he's not going to appreciate it. You know, as you meet another Ben Torah, you tell him over a good vort, a good shtickle, a good kasha, a good teretz. It's only a person who's a Ben Torah is going to appreciate that. Someone who's not a Ben Torah is not going to appreciate what makes you so excited about this kasha from Rabbi Akiva Eger or about this kasha from Tosfos. It's only if you're in the system. You're in the system of learning. So that, you got that education of what's a geschmack in learning. And that you get what? When you're young. And when you're in yeshiva, you understand what's a geschmack in Tosfos, a Reb Chaim, a Ketzos, a Nesivos. And you understand that, and you get that appreciation, then, Bez Hashem, you'll always have Samachta B'chol HaTov. I remember once Rabbi Neuberger said over from Rav Friedler, who was a Rosh Hashiva in Broyes at one point, he was in Toronto, in Muncie, in different places. So he said over, he says he would tell that young women should try to marry Talmidei Chachamim and Bnei Torah. He says, why? He says, besides the idea that Torah is the greatest thing in the world, he said like this. He says, because in life, there are a lot of hardships in life. And to have a good marriage, the people in the marriage have to have simcha sachayim. So Ben Torah always can come back to learning and get a resource of simcha. But someone's not a Ben Torah, he's going to open up a ketzos, it's Chinese. He's not going to get a geschmack from that. He's not going to be able to be yoinik a simcha sachayim from that. But a person who's a Ben Torah, and then he opens up a Sefer, a Ketzos, a Nesivos, a Reb Chaim, a Gemara, a Tosfos, he can get Simchas Achaim from that. And a person always wants to be around somebody who has Simchas Achaim. And I always like to say over, I've said this before, a vort is one of my favorite vorts from the Toldos Yaakov Yosef. The Toldos Yaakov Yosef in Parshas Bo on page 20, he says an unbelievable thing. He says, he shtells on Makas Choshech. What's Makas Choshech all about? So he quotes here, page 16, it says, Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe, v'tei yotcha l'shamayim, v'choshech l'oretz, v'yomish choshech. He says, Moshe had a put his hand up to Shemayim and bring down Choshech. And then he brings down the Choshech, and the Pasuk says, Loro ish achiv lokom ish tachtov ulchol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'moshvosom. And for Klal Yisrael, there was or. So the Toldos Yaakov Yosef, that's one of the Choshuva Sifrei HaChasidus on page 20. He has the Kasha in the first column. Vayomer Hashem l'Moshe natei yotcha al ha'shamayim v'choshech al eretz Mitzrayim chol b'nei Yisrael hayor b'moshvosom kuvar zacharnu mirza le'el v'od yishel daktek lama b'makazet tziva natei yotcha al ha'shamayim. What's this idea that Tei Yotcha L'Shamayim? That Moshe should put his hand to Shamayim? What is that? What is that going to do? And what does it mean, Ulchol B'nei Yisrael Hayor B'moshvosom? Why only by this Makkah does it say that Klal Yisrael had Or? By the other Makkahs, it doesn't say that. Here it says, they had Choshech, Ulchol B'nei Yisrael Hayor B'moshvosom. HaKol HaSar Makos were only for Mitzrayim and not to Klal Yisrael. Right? So why does it stress Ulchol B'nei Yisrael Hayor B'moshvosam over here? So he says over like this. Let me say it outside, and then you'll see it inside. He says that what Hashem says, and this is, you'll understand how it's a continuation of what I just said before. Makas Choshech, Zokta told us Yaakov Yosef, meant that Hashem tells to Moshe, Detei Yodcha L'Shamayim, I want you to put your hands up to Shamayim, and on the day putting your hands up to Shamayim, you're going to bring back from Shamayim a Shefa, an abundance of Ruchnius, of Hashras Hashchina, of Ruchnius. Now, and it's very poshut what the Makkah was. He says, if you're in a room with Ruchnius, and you're a person who doesn't appreciate it, like there's a person who can't read a Ketzois and a Nesivus, so you have the most beautiful Sfarim in the world, but it's boring, it's dark, there's nothing to do, right? If you're a person who appreciates Ruchnius, and you haven't, it's the biggest Tanug in the world. So that's, says the Toldos, that's what Hashem told Moshe. He says, bring down, it's not like the other Makkos. The other Makkos, there was a Tzfardeya by the Mitzvim, not by the Yidden. There was down by the Mitzvim, not the Yidden. This was one thing. It was a Shefa Ruchni. For the Mitzvim who don't appreciate it, it was Chayshach. For the Yidden who appreciate it was Or. And that's what it was. And he explains, that's Pshat. The Toldos says, that's Pshat in the Gemara, in the Dorim. There is a Gemara in the Dorim. Should be here in a second. On page 23. Chesamid Beis. The Gemara says, completely of Shimon Malkish, Domer Ein Gehenim Lomabo, L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Botzi Chama Min Artiko, Tzadikim Misrapim Bo, U'Yishorim Yidonim Bo. That Gehenim, all it means is Hashem takes out the Chama, the sun, the rays of sun. For Tzadikim is what? A refuah. For Rishoim, it's a terrible thing. So he says that's the same idea. That the Chama means the rays of sun refer to this Shefa of Ruchnius. So for the Tzadikim who could appreciate it, it's what? It's beautiful. For a Shaim who can't appreciate it, it's not. Let's see that inside in the Toldos. On page 21. Third column. V'zeh bi ha'posek ha'nizkar le'el v'yom ha'shem ha'moshu n'te yodcha ala shamayim. Ratzalom n'te yodcha l'hamshich l'mata d'varim ruchnim. Because you should bring down d'varim ruchnim shu ala shamayim k'mo toru t'filo. Uvizeh vahi choshech al Eretz Mitzrayim. La'elu shen hochim achar tanug tavas olam hazeh sheish lo gvul v'etzuv lo hurgul b'dvarim shemaimim ruchnim b'tor tfila shevane lahem or ator tfila hu lahem choshech ki shemaim or lo choshech. The person whose whole life was involved just in gashmias and in all types of shtusin, so when he's confronted with a spiritual encounter, he can't appreciate it. It's choshech for him. Masha enkein chol b'nei Yisrael shein b'tor Yisrael shehurgulu b'tor tefila hayor b'moshvosam. And that's, he explains, that Gemara on page 20, second column, last paragraph. V'nirali d'isa b'shas. Losid lova kodesh baruch hu motzi chama min etika harsharm nidonim bo tzadikim misrapim bo. So he says, what's the pshat? Because he says, that's the pshat that Hashem is going to take the chama min artika. He's going to take out the beautiful rays of ruchnius, and for tzadikim they can appreciate it and it's a pleasure, and for harsharm they can't, so it's gehenna. So that, Rabosai, is pshat. In other words, Rabbi Yeruchim explains, you come into Eretz Yisrael, and you write on the Avonim, the whole Torah, to explain, this is what's going on here. This is a land where you're coming to Torah. And that's what the Abar Manel says. But it also says, meaning that this not only are you kona Torah, but you're kona an appreciation. Like my father always tells me, a person has to, like when he would want me to eat certain foods that I didn't want to eat, so my father would say, you have to educate your palate. You have to learn to appreciate, the taste of these things. So that's what we're here for. We're educating our ruchnius to appreciate what's a geshmak and a kasha. But if you never saw it, you never had it. So again, as I said before, it's never too late to learn and to have a shaychus b'Torah. But if you do it now, you're going to learn to appreciate the mesikas haTorah. And as Or Chaim HaKadosh says, the samachta b'chol haTov in Tov el haTorah, that if people would understand how sweet the Torah is, then they wouldn't give it up for a second. Everything else in the world would be what? Would be secondary. Everything else would be irrelevant. And of course, we have to conclude with the famous words of the Egle Tal. The Egle Tal on page 24 in his famous Hakdama. The Egle Tal is the Sukkotchover's famous sefer on Hilcha Shabbos, and he says the famous words. If you never saw it before, you should see it inside. B'dei dabri zocher esko v'asher shamati k'tas b'nei odom toy miderech haseichel b'inyan limud Torasenu HaKadosha. The people make a mistake about Torah. V'amru k'lomed u'mechadish chidushim. If a person learns and has chidushim, v'sameach, and he's happy, u'misaneg, and he has a pleasure, b'limudo. So some people say, ein ze limud haTorah kol kach l'shma. He says, that's not learning Lishma, because you're enjoying it. So people said, that's not learning Lishma. Maybe it's better if you learn and you don't enjoy it. Maybe that's more Torah Lishma. So says the Sukkotchover, it's a big mistake. Meaning, to say that enjoying learning detracts from your lishma, that's a big mistake. Adraba, ki zehu ikur mitzvus limud haTorah liosos v'sameach u'mitzaneg b'limudo v'az divrei Torah nivloim b'domo. That if you enjoy it, you get geshmak in the learning, then the Torah is going to become part of you. That's what the Or Chaim has Kaddish. V'samachta b'chol haTov. But these are the years now that you, but you'll only have a samachta b'chol haTov if you learn to appreciate it. Just like the Toldos Yaakov Yosef said, if you appreciate ruchnius, so when the shefa ruchni comes, b'chol b'nei Yisrael hayor ben moshvosa. But if you don't appreciate it, then the shefa ruchni is here and it's just chayshach for you. And then he goes on, but that's the famous comment that the Sukkotchover writes in the Hakdama to his Sefer Egle Tal. So when we read this parsha, the Chasafta ala Avonim coming into Eretz Yisrael, and as Rav Volbi says, that every yeshiva is sort of, has this characteristic. Like the Meiri says, every Mokom Torah is a status has some status like Eretz Yisrael. We're not saying it's Mamash Eretz Yisrael, but it has some status of Eretz Yisrael. And coming to Eretz Yisrael is about the Chasavta al Divrei HaTorah. But Divrei HaTorah is only what? If you're only going to appreciate. You have the Simchas HaTorah if you appreciate the Torah. And now is the time where you have time in yeshiva to learn more be'ian, to learn more with pilpul chaverim, and mamela to get that, to appreciate, to get a geshmak. That's why when you do things inside, if you see the bakaris inside, you get 100 times more of an enjoyment when you just hear it outside. You see what the words say, you see what it's coming from, you understand the kasha, you understand the teretz, you understand the halacha, you understand the kasha from Rabbi Akiva Eiger, kasha from the ktsois, a teretz from the ktsois. Then there's samachta b'chol haTov. And that's, these years, you get to, you're not going to finish kol haTorah kula. but you're going to get an appreciation to be able to in the future to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Because if you don't get that appreciation now, he's somebody who never learned, as I said, it's never too late. But you're not necessarily going to get that geschmack of what Divrei Torah is. If you don't have, you know, and these are the years now to learn and to get an appreciation for learning. To get an appreciation for Samachta B'chol HaTov, Ein Tov, Ela Torah.